The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ben and Vince Show on ObscurePorn.com.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm your boss now. Did you know that?
Are you saying that you're my boss or you're the listener's boss?
My team is gradually growing. More people are reporting to me. But I'm starting with you, Vince, who I assume is also listening to this.
Oh, because you own the obscurepoint.com?
Yeah, for the next 9 years.
Next how many years?
Nine.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 90.
Well, I mean, in internet terms, it might as well be 90.
It's like how, you know, the government, whenever they, like, rent out some land for, like, 99 years.
Oh, do they do that?
Yeah.
Like what land?
I don't know, like, if they want to build some, like, quasi-permanent, I don't know, say, like, a marketplace or something.
What do you mean?
They'll have, like, a 99-year lease with the market vendors.
What do you mean a marketplace?
You know, like, a place where you go and buy food and stuff.
You mean, like, a grocery store?
No, like, a market. Okay, so, like, I guess what I'm thinking of, for instance, is, I don't know if this place involves a 99-year lease, but
sure.
There's a new thing happening in Boston called the Boston Public Market.
Okay. This is not related. Do they serve chicken?
Right. So it's called the Boston Public Market. But Amanda always refers to it as Boston Market.
Right, which is confusing.
It's confusing to me, at least. She claims that no one else is confused by this, but, like, Boston Market is actually from Boston.
I mean,
not like,
okay,
it doesn't
exist
around here.
Right. Yeah, that would be like, to, you know, choose another regionally appropriate example. You know, if somebody opened, like, a Dunkin' Public Donuts. And, you know, and then people just went around calling it Dunkin' Donuts.
I guess maybe people around here call Boston Market Boston Chicken.
Why? Just because?
That's what it was originally called.
Oh. Why did they change it?
I don't know.
I see. So anyway, at the Boston Public Market, it's just, who sells food there?
Local vendors, artisan,
like,
you know,
Like people who grow their own food locally in Boston?
No, it's like local businesses and, you know, there's like a bunch of cheese, cheese farms. There's like meat farms. I guess there's probably produce farms. There's Union Square Donuts. There's Taza Chocolate. I don't know what else. But it's I think it's supposed to be something similar to Pike's Place Market or something.
Okay. I never know which of these are private or not.
What do you mean?
I assume...
I think we're allowed to talk about Pike's Place Market.
Yeah. You know, I like to respect people's, you know, desire to keep out of the spotlight or markets. But I mean, I assume there are places where some business owns the space and then a mall.
Okay.
A mall is one example.
Right. So the Boston Public Market, the space is definitely owned by the Commonwealth.
Got it.
And then there's some sort of arrangement.
Right. Just like you can get a grant from the government to do something.
Who told you that?
Well, I think it was a WikiLeaks or something. Yeah. So anyway, you have to do things that I tell you to do if I ask you, because now you belong to me.
Dude, you can't fire me. What are you gonna do? Fire me? You can't fire me.
Why can't I fire you?
Because then it'll just be the Ben show. No one wants to listen to that. As I'm saying that, I would definitely listen to that.
It could be the Ben and Ben show. That's true. Could totally fire you.
Are you gonna find another Ben?
No, I'm the other Ben. I think that. What do you mean? I already found one. you're replaceable. You're dispensable. I could in a heartbeat. You know, I got kids lined up.
Okay, Beyonce.
Why Beyonce?
It's that song. Are you quoting that song?
Yeah, she probably said "your" at one point. So yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about Taylor Swift? Being the hottest woman of all of the year or something.
Who said that?
Maxim or something.
Okay, Maxim. I mean, I feel like I don't keep up on the, you know, Maxim hottest lists and the the people's most attractive lists or whatever.
You let your membership lapse, your voting membership.
Oh, am I allowed to vote? Was this a voting thing?
I don't know. I mean, I assume some people voted on it, like the editors of Maxim.
I mean, they probably just picked whoever they thought would sell the most magazine, right?
I mean, I'm just recently an owner of a business myself, but that seems to make sense, yeah.
I mean, Taylor Swift is definitely... I mean, she's not even, the hottest pop singer.
Right. She's not even the hottest person in my mind right now.
Right. Who's that?
Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see? I mean, this is not recent news or anything, but you seen that video that she did for that song recently?
What were we talking about? Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama has probably also been in a music video.
She has that one where she's talking about, what is it? Something. Oh, turn it for what?
Oh, I might have seen that. That's funny.
At first I was thinking it was a radish. I'm like, what's a radish?
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you talking about, Taylor Swift? Oh, the video that has everyone in it?
Yeah, I mean, you say everyone, but who are these people?
Okay, Selena Gomez.
Dude, I was at a thing recently where there's this dude going on and on about how hot Selena Gomez is and how he's in love with her.
Well, she's not really Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but she's also like 14. I mean,
no,
I know she's actually.
She's not,
I know, but she looks like it.
Not anymore.
I think so.
No, you're just saying that because she used to be 14.
Well, I used to be 14, and I.
Yeah, but like,
I'm still 14.
You were like 20 when Selena Gomez was 14, or I don't know, whatever.
I think she's like 23.
Yeah, so I mean, she's hot. You're allowed to
think
she's hot.
So.
Do you think Miley is gross too?
No. No, I mean, I don't find her like particularly hot or whatever. I mean, she's like interesting, I guess.
I'm just saying, she used to be 14.
I mean, she made the transition or something.
I mean, she definitely did that.
Right. Cross the line.
Right, but I mean, I definitely think Selena Gomez is hot, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway,
yeah.
Hayley Williams.
Who's Hayley Williams?
From Paramore.
The band?
Yeah.
Okay,
the
go
lead
on.
Singer.
Okay, go on.
I don't remember, I only watched it like two or three times.
Right.
I don't remember anyone else being in it.
The, right. But it was everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. Who else? Tell me.
Like, you know, Cindy Crawford.
Okay.
And like Lena Dunham for 2 seconds.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
And then like a bunch of people I've never heard of.
Like who?
I don't know.
Oh, god damn it.
You know, Gabrielle...
Okay. Kendrick Lamar, you know him, right?
What?
Kendrick Lamar?
No, who's that?
He's the other artist who's in the song.
Oh, sorry, I misheard you. Yeah, I know that guy.
All right. Okay. Ellie Goulding.
Who's that?
You know, the singer.
For what?
What do you mean, for what? She's like a pop singer. She's from England.
What's her cause?
I mean, she doesn't work for you, if that's what you're asking. Not everybody works for you.
She will.
Okay.
I'll offer her a good deal. I could do the Ben and Ellie show.
Jessica Alba, you know Jessica Alba.
Oh, was she in that? I don't really remember that. Okay.
Cara Delevingne?
Yeah, who?
You remember... Ben Kotowski's friend from college?
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, that's her.
That's okay, yeah. She looks different.
Yeah.
She made the transition.
Right. Carly Kloss?
Yeah, who?
That's somebody that I've heard of.
Okay.
It says here she's a fashion model. That's what I would have guessed.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I think the main co-star of this video was Money, because
okay. That
was just ridiculous.
So somebody was just complaining to me the other day that this, they didn't like the video because, like, the special effects were too cheap looking.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, it looks like a movie that would come out these days.
Yeah.
I mean, all special effects kind of look the same now. I mean...
Right.
I mean, we're in a dystopian mood, apparently.
Oh, you mean like as a society?
I don't know. Hollywood, but I guess.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, what's the... Yeah.
On the topic of music videos, have you seen this Rihanna video?
No.
Bitch Better Have My Money, or whatever that song is. God, I feel so old. I don't know the names of songs. I don't know the names of people.
Yeah. I think, I mean, you know, we just did a whole segment on that.
Yeah, that's why I'm still talking about it.
Right. Well, okay. Well, that was... Okay. But you were young in that segment. You were the...
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I didn't feel
anyway.
It.
Anyway. Yeah, bitch, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I think I heard of it.
Yeah, anyway, there's a video.
What are we talking about?
There's a
Why
video
did I come in here?
Where she, like...
How are your investments?
Oh, my God.
You're going to vote for Mitt Romney in this election, right?
I saw a billboard yesterday for some app, and it's like, wealth management for the 99%.
Hmm.
And it had like...
It just opens you a bank account, and that's it.
It has like a screenshot of like a phone, and it's got like at the top like your current assets, and then it tells you like how much you're projected to make over the course of time based on your current investing plan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so the top line was like current assets, $78,000.
Mm.
And like, I feel like the average person doesn't just have $78,000 lying around to invest in shit.
But what about the 99th percentile?
I mean, I guess so, yeah, but...
yeah.
That's... No, it's the 98th percentile, though. Because the 99th percentile is the 1%.
Well, it's the border.
No, there's no border.
I mean, it's...
Everything is divided into 100 percentile. There's the 0th percentile... And then it goes up to the 99th percentile. And the 99th percentile is the 1%.
Not true. There's a 100th percentile.
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's like Bill Gates or whoever.
No, it's zero indexed.
I think if you're in the 99th percentile, that means you're at least as wealthy as 99% of people, right?
Sure.
So you
it means
could be...
you're more wealthy than 99% of people.
Are you sure? Anyway, you could be, you know, you could be less wealthy than 1% of people, right? And then you would be at the top of the 99th percentile or like the bottom of the top 1%.
There's no border. You can't be on the line. You're either in the 99th percentile or you're in the 98th percentile.
What if the number of people in the U.S. is not divisible by 100?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I guess you're right, but, well, okay. Anyway, I'm just, so the top, but I'm saying the top person, what am I saying? Where
all right, let's talk
what
about
was your point?
Else.
Was that the science corner?
I don't know.
I think you've successfully branded the science corner as just like the boring corner.
Yeah.
Which,
well,
you know, I don't want to.
That was the boring math corner just now.
Yeah. So, sorry.
This podcast is off to a great start.
Yeah.
You
Would you say
break?
It's better than 99% of podcasts?
Oh, absolutely.
What
you
about
99% of our podcasts or just podcasts in general?
That is what I mean. The first one.
Oh, well, we haven't even had 100 podcasts yet, so no.
Well, but there could still
This is podcast 92.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Are we doing anything special?
No. Why?
It's an anniversary.
What anniversary?
The 92nd.
What are you talking about?
It's our 92nd anniversary special.
Okay. What do you want to do, boss?
Well, I organized a paintball tournament, so... show up at the paintball course tomorrow.
Okay. Who else is in the tournament?
Well, I invited everyone on the team.
What team?
Our team.
Who else is on the team?
Everyone who reports to me.
So it's like the talent, the producers.
Yeah. Right. The lighting guy.
Yeah. The equipment manager.
I got an offer out to Ellie Goulding. If she accepts, I'll let her on the paintball tournament, too.
Okay. Anyway, all those people were me, so... Are you going to be there?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I might be busy, but, you know, I'll let you know, you know, the day of. I got a lot of important stuff to do running this business.
Yeah, like what?
I got a conference call to be on. I think I'm late for that. Let me dial in. Okay. Am I in the right place? Hello? Is anyone else on the line?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, is that you, Baron?
This is Spencer Ellsworth.
Oh, it's been so long. How are your investments? I tried to ask someone else that question, but they just started talking about percentages.
My investments are smashing.
That's wonderful to hear, you know.
Quite jolly good.
You sound better than ever. You sound healthy and fit. This is great. I'm glad the economic downturn hasn't affected everyone. Stay 1%ing, Benton.
Top of the queen.
Yes, to you too. And yeah, to you and yours. And do you want to come paintballing tomorrow?
Oh, gracious. I seem to have a tea time with...
Oh, that's right. I always forget about the time difference. Yeah, it's probably like noon for you right now. Sorry, I apologize. Yes. Run off.
I must be quaintancing.
British dialect, you know, you think you can just talk to people from England and understand each other for the most part, but sometimes cultural differences are bigger than you would expect. Well, anyway, I gotta get back to that podcast. Where's Vince?
I can't even think of a single British person's name. Besides Ellie Goulding, I guess.
Oh, is she British?
I just told you that.
Is she related to Fenton Ellsbury?
I don't think so.
That
guy's kind of like one of these like high society, old money type.
Yeah.
You know, weird.
What does she look like?
I don't know. She's British.
Okay, well, anyway, let's play Can You Name a British Person?
Okay. Besides Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, that guy. Bad example. Queen Elizabeth, obviously.
Okay, well, obviously, I already said that.
What? No, you didn't.
How about...
Maybe there are no other ones.
What about, like... Oh, Idris Elba. He's British.
Is he British?
Yes. Of course he's British.
Man,
why do you think everyone wants him to be James Bond?
Does everyone want him to be James Bond?
Yeah.
Okay. He's got the right head shape for it. I'll give him that. Tony Blair. Remember him?
Yeah, isn't he dead or something?
Is he dead? I don't think he's dead.
He's not president anymore.
He was never president. Yeah, that's another one. So, those concludes round one.
Those concludes. All right, let's take a break.
All right, did someone win that?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, your bonus would just go to me anyway, so.
God, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I don't offer any benefits. Oh my god. If you were a sim, I would be in big trouble right now. Let me check your diamond above your head. Oh man, that is looking not a good color. Kind of brownish. Alright. And we'll be back.
Alright. Kill. Vote. Inspire. Vote. Revive. Ben Carson 2016. Vote and support Ben Carson for our next president and be awesome.
America became a great nation early on, not because it was flooded with politicians, but because it was flooded with people who understood the value of personal responsibility, hard work, creativity, innovation, and that's what will get us on the right track now.
But I'm very hopeful that I'm not the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom. Because freedom is not free, and we must fight for it every day. Every one of us must fight for it, because we're fighting for our children and the next generation.
If we want to get America back on track, we gotta vote Ben Carson. A matter of fact, go out and vote.
I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carson America.
Saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my fucking pay. Got me some braids and I got me some hoes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Our mood colors have greened up a little.
I never played that game.
Oh, yeah?
I always played Sim Tower, Sim Copter, and Sim City, and Sim Ant.
We've definitely talked about this.
Sim Earth.
You've gone on at length about how much you love Sim Ant.
No, I hate Sim Ant.
Okay,
I
Sim
love
Tower?
Sim Tower, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of
well, anyway, ants,
how about that Ant-Man?
Yeah. Have we seen it?
I heard it was good. I have not seen it.
Okay. Hang on, I'm getting an ant phone call.
What?
Okay. I'll have to call that ant back.
Ant professional.
I heard it was good from some text.
So it finally, that movie finally came out. Remember, like back in like, you know, high school, we were like, we're gonna make an Ant-Man movie in 2015. That's gonna be so stupid.
Yeah, I remember that. We thought we were so smart. Turns out it's the opposite. We're not smart. And Marvel is smarter than all of us.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of over all the superhero shit. I don't know about you.
Now you're really sounding old, man.
I'm sounding young now. Young people don't care about superheroes. That's why that Superwoman TV show is going to get canceled.
There's a Superwoman TV show?
Yeah, coming this fall on CBS.
CBS?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. You can't use this as an example. CBS is always for old people. But then the CW is for like fetuses, as far as I can tell, and they have all these superhero shows.
The CW.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. I mean, nobody watches the CW, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Do they still have One Tree Hill?
I don't know.
How about Seventh Heaven?
No, that guy is a child molester or something.
Okay. I didn't want to say that because I thought that, but I didn't know if that was just something I made up.
Who else are you afraid that you've made up as a child molester?
Nobody, but he just, I mean, he really kind of looks like one.
You think you called this back when he was...
No, I didn't. I don't think I called it. I just, that whole show is fucking creepy.
I never watched it. I remember seeing commercials for it and being like, this seems creepy.
Yeah, my mom was like all into it with my brother. I mean, it's just like this family, I guess, of, I think there's seven people, or maybe there's seven kids or something. They kept adding people.
Is this like 19 kids and counting?
No, it's not a reality show. It's like
in more ways than
the father's a pastor or something. Right. And right. It's just like this family exists at like the peak of morality, and every episode is like a very special episode where they teach you some lesson, and they're just like the whitest people on the planet.
What's creepy about that? But yeah, I mean, like what's it about though? I mean, what happens?
It's just about this family, and they have like drama, like the kids go to school, and like, you know, maybe somebody does drugs or something, and then or they get teen pregnant or whatever, and then like, you know, they have to come together as a family and help each other out, and you know.
How do you help each other out of teen pregnancy?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you obviously can't get an abortion because that's wrong. So you have to... It's just another happy surprise to have a baby in the family, and then they have to raise the baby and all that sort of thing.
I guess if you have $78,000 lying around, then you can afford to have a baby. But yeah, I mean... I guess that was on the WB, and I cannot imagine anyone under the age of, you know, 15 watching that.
I mean, my brother watched it. How about Gilmore Girls? Is that still on?
That is not still on. However, it is on Netflix.
What about Dawson's Creek?
No, that's gone.
Gilmore Girls is actually pretty good, right?
I mean, I watched a few seasons of it when it was on...
Just a few seasons. Oh, how about
Well, not that many. Like, I thought it was more than it was, but I think it was only like maybe two or maybe three. Probably just two.
What about damn it. What's the show with, I wanna say, Blake Lively?
Yeah, are you thinking of The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
No. Where like it's like rich people, and they live in these rich high school students that live in Manhattan.
Oh, Gossip Girl.
Yeah, that one.
Is that Blake Lively, really?
I don't know. I could be wrong about that.
You could be right. I don't think that's still on.
All right, how about the the reboot of 90210?
Oh, really?
Amanda used to like that.
90211?
It was just called 90210, whereas the original was called Beverly Hills 90210.
Beverly Hills, comma, 90210. Which doesn't make sense. You don't put commas before the zip code.
Maybe you don't.
Do you?
No. But I, for some reason, a lot of times when I'm writing an address, I feel like I've left out a comma.
Well, you gotta put it before the state.
But I feel like there's supposed to be... two commas.
Mm-mm. Did you always used to write the person's name, like last name first?
No. I don't know, maybe I'm supposed to write comma USA or something.
USA? You probably think you're supposed to write like, dear someone, comma. And that's the comma that you're
leaving. I think it's supposed to be like after the name of their street, like... what's the name of the street you live on? It's something awesome sounding.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound awesome.
What is it?
I mean, I don't have a problem. You know, it rhymes with road.
No. But you would put like rhymes with road, comma, Washington, D.C., comma.
If you wrote it on one line, maybe.
No comma between Washington and D.C., but after D.C., you put a comma. D,
right.
D period C period comma. No, it's like mean... it's like Turduff Road or something. What is it?
Oh, you mean where I grew up?
No, I'm conflating. You,
no. You combine the two. Tunlaw.
Yeah, Tunlaw. That's awesome.
Why is that awesome?
How is that not awesome?
I mean, it's fine. I don't have any problem with it.
I think it's pretty cool.
I don't know, man. Well, you live... Yeah, your street doesn't sound very cool either.
Or my street is cool.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I heard you had a...
taking pictures of it.
Why?
I don't know, because it's cool.
All right, that's a good reason. I heard you had a snow pile that just melted.
Yeah, way back on July 14th.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, also disgusting. Did you ever go buy it?
Yeah. I went by it like in the end of May or something.
That's crazy. Yeah, I heard it was 75
it was still
feet
like,
high.
At the end of May, it was still like a few stories tall.
That's so insane. How do they even keep piling it up there?
They use like, you know, backhoes and bulldozers and stuff.
Those can't reach 75 feet high.
Well, they drove on top of the snow.
Okay, so they really, like someone was saying, like a pyramid, like building a pyramid.
I mean, they didn't use any slaves or anything.
I mean, at those wages, yeah. Obama 2012. Anyway, that's so crazy, though. Does that usually happen?
No. We don't usually get 110 inches of snow.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
You're some kind of ghost or, I don't know, vampire maybe?
I didn't mean to make you that angry. Sorry. I take it back. Yeah. Cool. So what else is going on? Dude, I saw this show on this is what they played after one of the games of the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
On like ESPN, I guess.
No, Fox. Fox Sports 1.
Was it only Fox that was it? What?
Fox Sports 1 maybe?
Was that the Oh, okay. Was Fox like the exclusive carrier of the
Yeah.
Well, maybe someone switched the channel. Anyway, it was this show called, like, Beat the Champion or something like that.
Could be Fox Sports 1.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it was stupid, so probably Fox. Basically, it was like, well, you remember Shaq versus?
Yeah.
Right, like, that was awesome because Shaq is just, like, the coolest guy ever. So it was that same concept, but with just normal people. So it was, like, a normal person versus, like, the best athlete in, you know, their respective sport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was so stupid. So it was like...
So, like, obviously like, the normal person didn't win.
Yeah, right? But, like, so, okay, it was like they have the normal...
Oh, but did they get an advantage of some kind?
Right, they handicap them. So, like, the first one was this, like, kind of pretty short dude, actually, versus Rob Gronkowski in catching touchdown passes. And
dude,
the first time,
Gronkowski
like,
is pretty funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
I haven't seen his stand up.
I don't like not like he's a comedian. He's just like, anytime you see him talk, he's just like this. He's probably like the least mature person on TV.
He seems fairly ridiculous.
Yeah, he's extremely ridiculous.
Yeah. He's also huge.
You should look up the interview where hold on. Let me see if I can play it. Anyway, keep
I'll
talking.
Keep describing the,
they're playing. They're keeping the touchdown passes.
Right. So, like, the first thing, you know, they just like, you know, they throw a pass and both of them try to run out and catch it, and like obviously. The, you know, professional athlete catches it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they handicap him somehow, which they, like, handcuff Gronkowski and give the normal guy, like, these huge hands, like, foam hands or something.
What is this, like a video game cheat? Turn on big head mode?
Yeah. And, like, I mean, it actually, these ridiculous-looking hands, I feel like it probably made it harder to catch it. I mean, yeah, you've got more range, but I don't think you can, you know, grab very well. But anyway, Gronkowski still, like, easily, you know, beat the guy and caught it. And then then they like, I don't know where this came from, but they like put a choir on the field, like between Gronkowski and where the ball was being thrown to. So he had to like dodge around them.
Like a choir, literally, like they're singing?
Yeah, it was really weird. Like a gospel choir. I don't know. I feel like I kind of missed part of it, but somehow maybe it had something to do with this guy. Although, I don't know. Anyway, I think he finally caught it. And then, like, the next one was, like, some normal woman who, like, swam in high school versus, what was her name, like, Misty or something. Some, you know, like, Olympic swimmer.
You're thinking of the Pokemon trainer.
Right, yeah. She had a starfish with her.
Starfish, you know, and not Pokemon.
Starfish, yeah. Well, it evolves into starfruit, I think. But, you know, and the first, I think they I think first they just gave her like a whole lap head start, and still, you know, the Olympic swimmer woman like easily beat her.
Yeah.
And then I think they like wrapped the Olympic lady's legs up or something so she couldn't use them.
What?
So I guess they just like wrapped it up in some kind of material so like she could only use her arms pretty much.
Wow.
And then I didn't see the end. But my point is, this is so stupid. The reason Shaq versus was awesome is because Shaq is just an awesome person. And he has, like, some chance.
Yeah.
Even though, you know.
Well, he also got handicapped.
He did?
No, I mean, like, the other person.
Oh, yeah. The other guy. Sure. But it's just, like, you know, closer to being possible. Like, where's the entertainment in seeing somebody whose job it is to be good at something beat somebody who, like, kind of likes that thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. Hey, do you want to take another quick break right here?
All right. Sounds like you need to go to the bathroom again.
Actually, let me see if I can get... Oh, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, we'll figure all this out.
All right.
And be back.
I thought you bought a Buick.
This is a Buick, Grandma.
It doesn't look like a Buick.
That's no Buick! That's what I told him.
You can't kid me.
Grandma, this is a Buick.
I've been riding in Buicks all my life, and this is not a Buick.
Regal. Hey! One of five expectation-shattering models from Buick.
I think we've been doing this a little longer than 90 seconds.
I was talking about from the last time I looked at my watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have an Apple Watch?
Or yeah, right.
Whatever the Microsoft version is.
Is there a Microsoft version?
Oh, here we go. Jay, it's time for the Sports Corner. Jay, unmute. It's time for the Sports Corner.
We have a special mute guest in the studio with us.
We were just talking about sports and Rob Gronkowski, and we've got a special guest expert.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing his opinions.
Well, we seem to be having some audio issues. We'll come back and visit with Jay in the sports corner.
Yeah, come on, sound guy, get on this. I think we can we get someone to read this out in Spanish?
Great. Jay, can you hear us?
This is
so
okay.
He's, respond, he says yes. Respond with your voice. No. All right.
No. To everyone who's listening out there on the air right now, there's a disembodied person writing things on the wall. Or wait, maybe they're embodied.
We're getting some instant feedback from our sports expert Jay.
Right.
He wants to know how many people are listening. So, listeners, raise your hand.
Yeah. That's 1, 2, 3. Well, we'll have to get the final count for you after the show's over. But you know, a fair amount. Exit polls are coming in.
We're using some new software, so we can't tell how many people are online.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We're trying a new quality program. Our in-studio guest says, good excuse. That's kind of rude. I don't know what he's talking about with that. But anyway, he wants to know, what was the original question about Gronk? Vince, do you remember what our original question about Gronk was?
I don't know, man. Just, I don't know. What are your views about Gronk?
Yeah. he's thinking.
This is like talking to one of those, like, chatbots.
usually you just end up swearing at them, so I'll try that eventually. I think we're getting a pretty long thought out answer about Gronk here, so it'll be worth the wait, I swear. Make sure you don't have any typos, that's important.
Anyway, what were we talking about just a second ago? Oh yeah. 90 seconds.
Apple Watches.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Do you have the Microsoft Watch?
The Microsoft Watch would just be like, it would be like two watches somehow and like you have to wear, but you'd wear them. It would be like two watches on one wrist and like half a watch on the other wrist, and like they'd be different sizes. And the seconds would be on the other one, and like, yeah, and you'd have to use Internet Explorer.
You'd probably run Windows 10.
Anyway. Yeah, you'd have to. Sorry, I'll correct myself. You have to use Internet Edge.
Windows 10 Watch, that's what it would be called. Windows Watch 10.
Windows 10 Watch 10, I think.
What about like a Fitbit? Do you have one of those? Everyone has one of those. If you don't have one, you're not cool.
By the way, we're still waiting for the Gronk response. Oh, okay, we got it. Wait.
Oh my God.
He's saying the exact same thing that I just watched. Oh my God, I watched that too. We were just talking about that. Do you remember the part where they had a choir on the field? Does that sound familiar to you? Did I imagine that? That was like the next thing they did, right? Yeah, our guest agrees that that was crazy. How did we both see this stupid show? Yes, Gronk dropped the ball at that point. It is true. That's a good joke.
It says, damn choir.
I really thought I had made this whole thing up. Yeah, well, that was the sports corner.
It does sound
corner.
Like a dream that someone would have. Yeah.
And then everybody had huge hands, but then the other guy was handcuffed. Yeah, well, so I guess the sports corner was just a recap of the previous sports corner. But at least we live in a world where things happen.
All right, thanks, Jay, for your expert contribution.
Yeah. Glad to have you on the program.
Yeah.
You take care, too. See you on the flip side. Well, I'm glad we could get him on. Anyway, if your Apple Watch, you could watch that show on your wrist.
Is that true?
No, but you know, that's cool. Oh, we're getting our guest is back.
No, he's gone again.
We got a revolving door here in the studio, you know.
Yeah, and it makes that cool noise whenever people go in and out. That's how you know we're in the future.
Right. Did I tell you in my office, to enter my office, you have to go into a door that talks to you?
No.
Yeah, so, like, it's this huge revolving door. Like, instead of, I guess the idea is, you know, like, you have to badge in anyway, but I guess...
Badge in!
Yeah, exactly.
Fish on!
Right. But I guess the idea is...
So you go through, like, a turnstile.
Well, you know, that would make sense, right? Or, like, even just, you know, a door that unlocks when you scan your badge,
that's
right?
Not secure.
But the idea is somebody could just, like, sneak in behind you, right?
Yeah.
So instead we have these huge revolving door things that you, like, scan your badge and type in, you know, your four-digit number, and then it says, please step into the door. And then you, like, have to walk, and then you have to, like, shuffle through it as it, like, automatically revolves. Like, okay. You don't push it.
Yeah.
It's, like, an automatic revolving door.
Right.
And, like, you know, if two people went in at the same time, it would, like, it would, you know, unauthorized it. Entry, and, like, you know, the shoot lasers you. Come out or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying because it moves so slowly. So you have to, like, you know, yeah. And also the phrase, please step into the door.
It sounds like the HAL 9000.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Good point. More like the Door 9000. I can't imagine how much we had to pay for these stupid doors. It's so not worth it. And it means
you
can't...
We're a door engineer?
Yeah.
You gotta design exactly. a system?
That's all I can...
A door hacker, somebody who can exploit this system to sneak into Amazon.
Yeah, the system is you just, like, hug each other, and then two people can go on.
Do you think it would? Do you think that would work? Have you tried it?
It was tried and it did work.
Oh my god! What a waste.
Yeah, if you just hold, like, some opaque material up. You know, like, above you. Basically, yeah. It's just an infrared sensor.
Oh.
You know, from above. So, like, if you just block it, yeah.
You gotta have one of those, like, airport body scanners.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Everyone must know what everyone else looks like without any clothes on. I assume they would have to project it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how to build a good workplace, right?
That's right. To build trust. Yeah, I'm thinking of instituting those here. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, great idea.
Let me know if you have any suggestions for, you know, team building or anything you think would improve our working environment. And I'll you know, prioritize those over all the other programs I got going on. Like cool stuff for me.
Well, okay. Why don't we just schedule a meeting for a little bit down the road? We can have a little powwow. We'll touch base about this later to discuss the best course of action going forward. Otherwise, we can just talk about this offline.
That sounds good. Just send me an Outlook invite.
Okay.
And what are those people called? My executive assistant will handle that. Which is also you, so. I'll let you guys figure that out.
So, wait a minute. So, why were we talking about those doors? Oh, yeah. Do you have the thing where, like, you go in the elevator and the elevator doesn't have any buttons? It just, like, takes you where you're supposed to go?
What? How would it know?
Because you, like, scan your badge.
So you could only ever go to your own floor?
Well, or the boss can, like, alter your...
What? What if I need to go to someone else's office?
No, he can make you go to his office.
How?
Or she. Bosses can be women.
What if it's someone who's not my boss?
Like a hacker? I don't know. Is there another elevator scary movie coming out?
Oh, you mean besides Devil?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think we were just talking... I was talking about that movie with someone because we were talking about, obviously, how shitty M. Night Shyamalan movies are.
Sure, okay.
And then she mentioned that movie, but then we realized it's not an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's like...
He produced it or something?
Yeah. So, like, it was so shitty that he didn't even make it. But they thought that putting his name on it would, like, bring people in.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, that must be a whole nother level below something. It does mean that you can't use the stairs in our building.
Wait, why?
Because they didn't want to install one of these giant revolving doors at the entrance of every stairway.
Wait, I don't get it. Like, I assume that the revolving door was at the front of the building.
No, it's on every floor.
Why?
So the elevator, because we don't own the whole building.
Oh, okay. Amazon can't afford to buy a whole building?
I think we want to, but Fannie Mae has a lease on the other three floors.
One of those 99-year leases?
Yeah. Well, it was weird because they, like, moved out for a while, but then they came back. I don't know why we didn't swoop in.
Got foreclosed.
Yeah, exactly. Every time the elevator stops on one of those floors, it's, like, so depressing.
But I don't understand why aren't the stairs just next to the elevator?
Well, that's not usually how it works, right?
Isn't it?
I guess it could be. Well, they're not, so... The elevators are like
some kind of fire code or something.
Well, you can use the stairs in an emergency. It'll set off the alarm.
Yeah, but are they enclosed in like a fire-rated enclosure?
Probably. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I assume my workplace environment is up to code, although I did cut my finger on my desk the other day and have to get stitches.
How?
Amazon has this really stupid philosophy of being frugal, which extends to buying the shittiest possible desks ever. Although someone told me that they want to buy these desks that look really shitty, but like they have to be custom made that way, so they're actually more expensive than just like an IKEA desk or whatever.
Sounds really cutting edge.
yes. So it's just like pieces of wood, like screwed together, and then like some metal parts, like you know, screwed in there too, and you know, just like straight from the factory or something. So like, there's just these like sharp edges on the metal parts.
You had to get stitches?
Yeah, I couldn't even believe it. It was ridiculous.
Which finger?
The left pinky finger.
Wow. That's like the least important finger.
Exactly. So, you know, could have been worse.
How close was it to getting cut off?
Not that close. But I mean, yeah, I just like... I mean, like, I didn't want to get stitches.
Did you hear a bunch of NFL players lost their fingers this summer?
No. Oh, because of fireworks?
Yeah.
I heard one guy.
Yeah. Oh, he kind of is more famous, so he absorbed the publicity of the other guy.
Right.
But, also, yeah, Jimmy Fallon?
I want to say? Oh, sure.
Did you hear about
so,
that?
Like, if I had been doing... What? Jimmy Fallon. Oh, he told some story?
No, he, like, his finger almost got torn off.
By what?
His wedding ring got, like, caught on something.
Oh.
I think it was him and not Kimmel. I'm pretty sure it was him.
No, I remember vaguely hearing about this.
And he had to, like, be in the hospital and not do his show for, like, a week or something.
What happened?
I guess it didn't get torn off, but just, like, some sort of freak wedding ring accident. That's why you should never get married.
How? Yeah. Or never have fingers. But, like, yeah, how does that... I guess just go watch the Jimmy Fallon show, and I'm sure he'll talk about it. We don't need to rehash it on our podcast.
And then The Rock, like, faked some sort of finger injury.
Faked?
Yeah.
Because it's cool?
I guess.
All right, he's cool. I'll allow it. But yeah, I mean, if I had been doing something dumb like setting off fireworks or wearing a wedding ring, I would have not felt as like pissed off about it, but I was just going for the trash can, you know? And then a week later...
You're just working hard.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just showing your dedication to the company.
Right. By throwing something away.
That's just... Did you keep working after that?
Well, I mean, I had to go to the urgent care, but when I got back, I like checked a few emails and then left.
Dude, no. You gotta just bleed all over the keyboard.
Yeah. I guess that could have worked. Yeah, I mean, it, like, never stopped. It was so annoying.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think it wasn't big at all. It was, like, 2 stitches.
I've never gotten stitches before.
Oh, yeah? It is not that big a deal, actually. I mean, depending on what happens to you, I guess. But anyway, then a week later, I walked into the kitchen, like, in the morning, and I saw a guy there, like, holding his hand and bleeding, and the exact same thing had happened to him. I was like, holy shit. And then, like, I don't think he had to go get stitches, but still, like, and then the dude who had driven me to the urgent care had, like, sent an email to, you know, whoever is in charge of this kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
Facilities, whatever.
What do you, like, the desks? Buying the desks? Or just, like,
yeah, like the
making
building.
Sure people get hurt.
Yeah. The undersecretary in charge of workplace injuries. No, I don't know. Whoever, yeah, like there's someone who actually orders the desks, I guess, or like someone who's in charge. Anyway, whatever. You know, he emailed someone who emailed someone else, whatever. And she was like, yeah, I mean, this is the first injury in like 30,000 desks shipped, so I don't know. I was like, I feel like these things probably go underreported.
You had to reset the clock. Yeah, right. 0 days since the last desk-related injury.
We were up to, you know, 20,000, but oh well. You know, and then, later that week, like after the other guy had happened to him, some woman came by and was like, yeah, like some guys are gonna come by and like look at your desk and like maybe replace that part. And I was like, okay. I was like, but I don't think it's just my desk. If you're like really worried about this, you know, like. And she's like, yeah, they're gonna like go overnight and do it to everyone's desk. And I was like, well, I mean, if you're doing it overnight, like I don't need it right now, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not like sawing my finger on there. She's like, well, you know, since it happened to you, they just want to do it. I was like, all right, fine. So then 10 minutes later, this guy comes by and he's like, hey, so what's up?
Yeah, that's that, like, always happens.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, some woman told me that you're supposed to look at this part and then, you know, like maybe replace it, like it's sharp or whatever. He's like, well, he's like, okay, I could file it down for you. And he just pulls out this file, which is the only thing he had with him. Like, that's what he was going to be capable of doing. So good thing, you know, I had a problem like that. I was like, I mean, I don't know if you really have to do that. But, you know, he had to do something. So he sat there and just like... filed away there for a while. And like there was some security guard who had to come with him who was just standing the whole time like shaking his head like how
so did, yeah. he, so did he then go overnight and do it to everyone's desk?
Right, like, so then like maybe a day later, I saw an email that was like, you know, there have been two desk-related injuries in the past, you know, 2 weeks, so we're going to be reviewing everyone's desk or something. So I don't know if anything else has happened since then, but yeah.
Something like that.
It was so stupid. Like,
for some reason, they stopped picking up the trash and recycling out of our office.
Okay.
Like, they're picking up from everyone else on our floor. Just, like, ours didn't get taken out for, like, 2 weeks or something.
Oh, they're sending you a message.
So then my office mate, like, told... I guess he got, like, the admin on our floor to, like, send a bunch of emails to, like, some facilities guy to, like, get them to come pick it up. But then they never did. So, like, I went on vacation, and I came back, and it was still not taken out. So then I
like,
just,
all the trash from, like, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, but, I mean, it was, like... You know, a couple papers and like, you know, not really.
You guys don't.
We don't produce that much trash, I guess.
Okay.
So then, so I sent this guy an email.
Okay.
Because I noticed that it was still full, and then like 10 minutes later, this guy comes upstairs with like this huge bin on wheels that you could fit like you know. I don't know, like three bathtubs in.
Right.
He's like, well, I heard you guys had like a whole lot of boxes and stuff that need to be picked up. Like, I feel like I was pretty specific in my email about what the problem was.
That's awesome. Like one of those things that like if the entire office was moving or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's awesome. So you're like, yeah, I got like one trash can to empty into.
But I mean, I guess that guy managed to tell whoever it was.
Your trash service has resumed.
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. I really have no idea.
Was there some? Maybe someone is like selectively blind, just doesn't see that part of the office. Just looks like a closed wall to them.
It's not like we like moved the trash can or something.
Maybe there's a new, you know, employee.
Yeah, probably. I like the old employee. I mean, they come at like 3 or 4 in the morning to do this, so I like never see the person unless I'm really working late.
Have you really been in your office at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that seems a little unnecessary. Like, I think you guys could stand to be disturbed, you know, at, like, 6 p.m. or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's, like, I don't think that's necessarily why they just have, like, overnight shift employees
who do
all kind of stuff, like they buffer the floors and stuff.
Ah, yeah, I guess that makes sense. You gotta have your shiny floors.
I do sometimes steal the paper towels out of the maintenance closet.
But for your own personal use?
No, it's like for our office, and we use them all, so like whatever.
Oh, okay, what's the problem?
Yeah, there's no problem.
Oh, you think someone saw you doing that, and so there.
No, there's no way they would have seen me doing it, because I didn't do it at 3 a.m.
Well, that's, you know, maybe there's someone who came early that day.
Well, anyway, I like the lady who was doing it before. I don't know what happened to her.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess this is the kind of shit that old people talk about.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we gotta stay relevant. Do you want to start a Vine?
Do I want to start a Vine?
Do you already have a Vine?
I mean, the Vines are 6 seconds long, so like...
Yeah, I guess we just did several of them in the past podcast so far.
I have a Vine account.
Okay. That's a better answer. Are you on there? Have you done then? Have you posted any?
My best one was the CSI Cyber one.
Okay. Describe it in audio, please.
Here, I'll go find it. Yeah.
Okay. Vince is on a vine finding mission. Is your account like V capital V I N lowercase C capital E?
Like. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. No, I think it's just the same as my Twitter.
Ah, that makes sense. Those are not the same company, right?
Actually, I think they are.
Is that right? Is that always true?
I don't think it was always true, but I think, like... By the time that I, started using Vine, it was already been bought out.
Which was what, like 6 seconds ago? Yeah, that almost sounds like a joke, right?
How about like those, here we go. Alright. How about those like Vine celebrities?
Yeah, did we already talk about those?
I think so. I had told you some story about when I was at the Verizon store or whatever. You're blocking the sidewalk.
You left. I can't hear you. All right, where are you? Line.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a gangster by the toe. Rearrange the numbers, yo.
What are you doing?
Okay. I think I was talking for a while about how I couldn't hear you because you were switching over to the Vine input.
Yeah, this is the technology that we have access to now.
Right. I don't get it, by the way.
He's you have to watch it. He's just like rapping some nonsense about
that's some pretty numbers, bad raps.
And then he's like staring at this giant screen of like 20 TVs while like these photos of dead bodies with tattoos rearrange themselves magically. And then
okay,
this girl's just like, what are you doing?
Oh, so this is actually from, like, that was unedited, a clip from CSI Cyber?
Yeah, it's from the trailer.
Oh, it's from a commercial?
Yeah.
So, maybe in the actual show it's not quite like that?
No, it's pretty much exactly like that. I watched it.
Okay, just to confirm.
I watched most of the episodes. I think I'm a bit behind, but...
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That girl sounds like Aubrey Plaza a little bit, or maybe just the tone.
Just the tone, I think.
Who's the guy? He sounds like, I don't know, stupid.
It's Bow Wow.
Oh, wow. I mean, oh, wow.
Yeah. No, that show is, like, absurd.
Wait, is this because every show like this is now, due to, like, Ice-T, now required to have a rapper on there?
No, I mean, he's not credited as Bow Wow. He's credited as, shit, what's his name?
I mean, okay, but he's still a rapper.
No, not anymore. He's an actor.
Does he not do music anymore?
No, absolutely not. I hope not. Well, he's on
I mean,
Wikipedia.
It sounds like he was...
Okay, Shad Moss.
Shad.
Let's see, acting career. Oh, yeah, well, he was obviously in Tokyo Drift.
Obviously.
And, like, Mike.
I really still am impressed by the movie titling skills of that franchise. Like,
oh,
every time
way,
I think what?
There's gonna be a NASCAR race this fall called the Furious 7 300.
What? Like 7 space 300 or 7300? What does that mean? It's a 300 mile race.
Yeah.
And there are 7 competitors?
There's a Furious 7 DVD that you should go buy.
At the race?
Anywhere. at your local Redbox or whatever.
Right. Well, you can't buy anything from Redbox unless you just forget.
How do people buy movies these days? Is it Blu-ray? I don't even think that, like, it's all, I mean, like, iTunes Blu-ray. Or something?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
use
right.
iTunes. Spotify?
No, it's not Spotify. People don't use iTunes?
Google Play?
No.
No? How do I get a movie? Netflix?
Sure. Not all of them, though. I think iTunes. I mean, I think some people do that. Or, like, Xbox movies.
YouTube.
YouTube?
Somebody was telling me they rented a movie on YouTube.
Yeah, that is possible. Or I guess like Amazon Instant Video.
Oh, yeah, there's a plug.
Uh-huh.
Did you get anything on Prime Day?
No, so I didn't really pay that much attention to it. So I didn't realize until after the fact that apparently everyone hated it.
Right.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, right. They just like didn't do a good job of having enough items to sell, like good ones.
I guess so.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I have no inside information for you.
You gotta be a pro if you're gonna be Prime. There's a lot of people with Amazon Prime accounts. You know, you can't just expect to stroll in and get a great deal.
I suppose.
I did see a good screenshot though of some kind of like a Star Trek model. No, Star Wars, some sort of figurine or something.
Tread carefully here. Yeah, go ahead.
It was marked down from the original price of $49.99 on sale for
$59.99. Yep. Amazon has the best deals. Well, no, I mean, you probably saw this one, but there was a really good one that was like the PS4 marked down from $399.99. to $399.89.
Hey, man. Those 10 cents could save your life.
Uh-huh. Think about that compounded over, you know, 200,000 years. That could be worth something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, are you sure this doesn't just mean that we're too good, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, we'll just have to do it again.
Yeah.
Even better.
Even better.
Did you hear about Walmart just doing the exact same thing?
No, maybe I should have.
Yeah, you should have just gone and bought all your stuff at Walmart. So, like, you know, supposedly...
I was just in a Walmart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bought a giant jug of apple cider vinegar and six boxes of taco shells.
Nice. That'll hold you over for a while.
Yeah.
Taco shells are going to go stale, though, aren't they?
No, dude.
No?
No.
If you don't open them?
Yeah, no, they're fine.
All right, just be careful.
They're 18 in a box.
Okay.
$2 a box.
That's a really good deal.
Only at Walmart. Only at Walmart. They're probably on sale for like 2 cents. I didn't even know about
that. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, so like, you know, supposedly Prime Day was supposed to take place on, you know, the 20th anniversary of Amazon or something like that. And then Walmart was just like, okay,
Amazon
we're gonna...
that old?
Yeah, man. I mean, 20 years ago, but it did exist.
Wow. Was that when the dot-com boom happened 20 years ago? No.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Like,
no, like 15 years ago.
Well, I mean, it started, you know, late 90s.
No, nobody was buying things online in 1995.
Yeah, so not 20 years ago, but like 17 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, somebody was, you know. I think they sold a book or whatever.
Right.
I forget what the first book sold was. That's like some trivia that you could know. I mean, on Amazon.
Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Ghost of a Watchman?
Yeah. Controversy. What's your take?
I mean, I haven't read it yet. So I don't know. But, like, I don't know what happened. They made Atticus racist?
Right.
Good.
Oh, white supremacy. Yeah. Good. Need more racist characters.
No, because the thing is, I just love how everyone's all pissed off. Like,
right.
You know, people are flawed in real life. And the thing is that, like, you know, all these white folks want to identify with this guy as, like, you know, oh, he's this white savior. He's
mm-hmm.
perfect and saintly and totally not racist. And I'm just like him. And then it turns out, you actually are a little bit racist.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think he's, like, white supremacist in this new book.
Right, yeah, I'll have to read the book. I also don't remember what happens in the first book.
Right. Technically the second book now, I guess. It's a,
wait,
you know.
It's a prequel? But,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. So we're saying now that he used to be racist and now he's not racist anymore?
I think that's right. Yeah.
So should I read
Wait.
The second one first?
Wait, no, I'm getting this wrong. No, this is wrong. No, it's not a prequel. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely older.
Yeah,
and,
right, because she wouldn't have been born yet. She's like a
right.
kid in the first one.
Why am I thinking it's a prequel?
I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
like it's,
you know,
it's what I'm saying is that it's like breaking down this idea that, like, racism
sure.
is a binary thing. Like, you can either be a good person who's not racist or a bad person who is racist.
Right.
But, like, it's not that simple. And
right.
it's that's, like, a very harmful assumption.
Sure. Yeah. Agreed. I think people are also not loving this book so much just because it's, like, not that interesting or, like, you know, not as well written, maybe, or I don't know, that's the impression I'm getting, but, you know.
Yeah, they're just mad.
Yeah, they're just mad that
they're mad that she made them challenge their worldview. Yeah.
I did see a stupid
challenge
article.
Their, you know, their self. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see a stupid article, or maybe just an article about stupid people that was like, people who have named their kid Atticus after this character. What?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It was in New York Times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh off their peas and guacamole recipe.
What?
You haven't heard about that?
No.
New York Times published some sort of thing saying that you should put peas in guacamole.
Like in the recipe.
Yeah, like you should put peas in your guacamole.
Yeah, and that's like obviously terrible.
Yeah.
Right, okay. and this is like a huge thing or something?
I mean, it's basically,
it's just like this is what passes for journalism these days.
No, it's not even that. It's just terrible. Like, who would do that?
I mean, I don't know. Have you tried it?
No, I don't have to try it to know that it's bad.
I mean, I assume it's terrible, but, you know, who knows?
I know, it's bad.
Right.
And just the having the audacity to suggest that for the New York Times is out of touch.
Yeah, you thought maybe the New York Times was still in touch.
Well, that's why they say NYT stands for not young and in touch.
I thought it stood for nasty young thing, like the Michael Jackson song. But yeah. That sounds like a terrible recipe. But, you know, it got people to talk about it, right? Right? You're talking about the New York Times.
Sure did.
No publicity is bad publicity. No news is bad news. Wait, all news is good news.
I still don't think that's
all news. All news is news. So the New York Times is all coming out ahead, no matter what.
Hit publish on.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
On which is 50.
Yeah, you got it.
Alright, well, that's our show.
Do you have any recipes you want to close on?
Let me plug amandascuisine.wordpress.
Oh, holy shit.
You got recipes on there.
I'm going to go there right now. Right. amandascuisine.wordpress.com. Okay. Okay, so right at the top here, okay, we got a post from 8 days ago for, 8+ X days ago, for peanut butter frosted chocolate brownies.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't that sound delicious to everyone out there? And here we are, fourth ingredient, peas. So I think that sounds pretty good.
There's no peas in that.
Yeah. It says, pour in the peas, combine with butter, brown sugar, cook until super pea.
Fucking peas.
Yeah, make sure you get enough peas, I'm saying, that she says here.
I don't think I've ever even seen a pea in our house.
What? You've never seen a pea in your house? I mean, you know, they belong in some foods.
No, I agree.
You just don't eat them? Now so. Who's racist?
Yeah, exactly.
The tagline is, this site contains my recipes. I have experimented many times with these, and here are the final versions. So you know it's quality recipes here.
It is.
Emphasis on the peas.
There's no friggin' peas, man.
Give this.
I thought you were going to say the tagline of that book is, now who's racist?
To Kill a Mockingbird 2, now it's racist. Or this site, this time it's racist. All right, you got it. All right, and then right below the peanut butter frosted chocolate brownies with extra peas is for chocolate syrup. And if that's, I mean, that's just, these seem to go together really well because, you know, who wouldn't want chocolate syrup on a whole bowl of peas?
You can sort by, like, you know, dessert or whatever, just categories.
Yeah, I mean, just look at all these different varieties.
As you know, you can make categories on a WordPress.
Dude, I only use WordPress templates from 2007, so.
Yeah, you still never commented on, like, podcast 90.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's probably, you know, it's too late now. I mean, I already did podcast 91. I guess I can put something on there.
Did you even listen to it?
I did listen to it. But now I listen to them in the car. So.
So you have to make sure that you comment while you're driving.
Right. I guess that's what we're saying here. Well, yeah, everybody check out Amanda's Cuisine. And comment below on what you think. Comment on our site about what you think about Amanda's Cuisine site. And then on her site, talk about whether you like this plug for her site on this podcast.
This discussion has gone on way too long.
Okay. Can I leave a comment right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do it. This is on the peanut butter.
I thought you meant like you were going to tell me your comment.
Oh. on what? Is this our third question? You know, what are your views? How do you feel about things? Do you have a comment?
Do you have a comment?
Yeah.
Questions and comments. Questions or comments?
Yeah.
How's my driving?
I can tell you that it is fine.
Alright, well, you can leave your questions and comments with Obscure Porn LLC to
care of
to Airport Boulevard, Newark, New Jersey, from 8 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
That's 2, airport, comma, away.
The commas are important. Like, when we say comma, we want you to write out the word comma.
Yeah.
But then also put a comma. Alright, I think you got it. Okay,
we'll see you next time on the Ben and Mitch Show.
Happy 92nd anniversary from 90 seconds ago.